The Lord be with you.
And with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus was teaching in the temple, and a large crowd was listening to him. He said, "Beware of the scribes who like to walk around in long robes and to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces, and to have the best seats in the synagogues and places of honor at banquets. They devour widows' houses and, for the sake of appearance, say long prayers. They will receive the greater condemnation." Jesus sat down opposite the treasury and watched the crowd putting money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which are worth a penny. Then he called his disciples and said to them, "Truly, I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the treasury. For all of them have contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on." This is the gospel of the Lord.
So just as a reminder, you have to set your clocks back 1 hour tonight, so it's only 20 after 4. We will be done by 6 o'clock. Which 6? I don't know. Okay. I don't know if some of you are golfers. This is a beautiful shot here. If you can't see, the ball is right here. So my mechanics are a little bit different in golfing. I'm not a golfer, and I'm a lefty, but my ball goes this way and then across all the way over here. It doesn't seem to go straight the way I want it to. And, you know, even professionals have times difficulty with their swing, and they have to kind of go back to working on their mechanics. You know, just like if it's golf or if it's tennis, it's baseball, there's all these different things that you kind of have to go back and work on those kind of pieces of the swing or different things to work it out so that you can have a beautiful drive right down the fairway. Of course, in this time, we have students in school, maybe people at work, they're overwhelmed with all these different things. And sometimes when we're overwhelmed, maybe we don't understand something, a concept in school, we then kind of have to kind of look back at what the teacher offered to us, kind of in the principles or the fundamentals or the basics, and then kind of work our way through. Same thing in our jobs. If we're dealing with something very complicated, we have to kind of go back to the basics and kind of see from there what needs to be happening, kind of build from there and not feel too overwhelmed. Of course, even despite the pandemic, we're very active, we're very busy, and the traffic jams and the busyness of life, and sometimes, and part of the danger of this coming back to normal in our lives, kind of post-pandemic, hopefully soon, is that we're going to fall back into the same things of kind of the race. Running around to all these different things that we have missed for so long, which is awesome. We'll be able to do that. And soon, very soon, we can do that. But that can also then overwhelm us, and then we kind of go back to what it was before the pandemic, which in some ways things were very good, but in other ways they were not. The pandemic has taught us maybe to slow down and understand and realize those good things of family, of friends, and not having to rush through traffic, crisscrossing different places all the time, that we kind of lose the sense of our lives. The pandemic itself has been a burden, a challenge, not only from isolation and being limited of what we can do, it has caused divisions in families. with vaccinations and no vaccinations, jobs and policies, even in the Diocese of London, to have volunteers and staff vaccinated. People are tired. People are worn out. And yet, in the midst of all of that, we can kind of get lost in the messiness of that and forget the fundamentals of how we're called to care, to love, and to support one another in the midst of this very global crisis that none of us have seen before. So that need to kind of go back to the roots of saying, what can we do? What's reasonable? How can we support, care, and respect one another? As I said at the beginning of Mass, we're coming near the end of the church's liturgical year. We're in the 32nd Sunday in Ordinary Time. We go to the 33rd, and then the last Sunday in Ordinary Time is a solemnity of Christ the King. And the readings remind us as we kind of end the church's year to go back to the fundamentals of our faith. What it is to be a Christian. What it is to have, what is the mission of the church. So that we're reminded of all the different things that we do in our parishes, in the gift of our faith, in our family of parishes here in Chatham, to kind of get what are the fundamentals. Because if we lose those fundamentals, those basics, we're going to lose direction. And when our swing or when things fall apart, we don't know what to do. Our ultimate goal and mission of the church and the Christian life is to enter the glory of heaven. That's our true homeland. That's where we belong. That's where we want to be. All of us. And that is the goal. And then all the different things that we do in the basic fundamentals need to try to bring a little bit of heaven to this earth. And all of us on this pilgrim journey to the kingdom. To be with Christ, our King. But we need to go back in these last few weeks to the fundamentals, just like a coach helping a young person with basketball drills and skills. Whether it's hockey, sports, music, there are certain fundamentals that we need to piece together or to piece together again when our swing is out of whack, so that we can be the best that we can be. And so I'm starting a new message series. The last one I did, the three-week one, was on the comeback. And this one's called Back to the Basics, the Fundamentals of Christian Life and Mission of the Church. So this is homily number one. Homily number two will be next weekend at St. Ursula's and St. Joseph's. Then it'll be a break, it'll be at Our Lady of Victory, and then it'll end back here again on the first Sunday of Advent to conclude the series. If you, they'll be posted online for you to watch. If you miss it, I'll write some articles for the bulletin as well. But it is a call for us as we come to the end of the church's year, Advent, and by the way, not to surprise you, Christmas is coming. It snowed in London already. I talked to my mom the other day, I said, how's it going? And she said, it's all white here. I said, reason number 100 why I'm happy to be in Chatham. No snow, right? We need to go back to the basics. And for this weekend, in the first reading and in the gospel, we get two, I just want to share with you two fundamentals of the Christian life and the mission of the church. Because we need to get back to the roots to be reminded of what our mission is and what's essential. To then not get caught up in the busyness, in the storms, in the challenges, in the things we have to kind of purge away those things that are not essential so that we can change and transform this world. In the first reading from the first book of Kings, Elijah the prophet encounters this widow. And she only has enough food for her and her son. They're ready to die. And Elijah, the messenger of God, said to her, do not be afraid. Go and do as you have said, but first make me a little cake of it and bring it to me. And afterwards make something for yourself and your son. Elijah is testing the widow's faith. The widow has nothing. Barely left. We're going to have our last meal with my son and we're going to die. And Elijah says, okay, do what you're going to do, but make me something first. I think she knew that he was the prophet. And what some things that seem impossible, circumstances and situations, when we trust God, the impossible becomes possible. The jar of meal was not emptied, neither did the jug of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord that he spoke to Elijah. She fed Elijah and eventually was able to feed her and her son without fail. She placed God first and his command. And when we do that, when we follow where God wants us to be, our lives are fulfilled. Our lives are complete. But in that, she had to risk. So the first fundamental for us as Christians, as followers of the Lord, and also the mission of the church is place God first by following his commands. So not only do we want to make room for God, but we got to place him first, even above our own needs, like the widow in the first reading today, who had nothing left. So what does this mean by placing God first? We hear it all the time, but how do we tangibly live that out? Pray and listen to what God wants you to do. Again, we pray with our shopping list of things that we need from God, and then we kind of take off and keep working. So here's my list. You know, I need it done by Tuesday. But prayer is all about listening to what God wants us to do. The widow was obedient to Elijah, the messenger of God, and said, do this first. And really see the wonder and the majesty of God. Seek out chances to encounter the Lord's love. For us, certainly, you know, today I had, I heard confessions at 9 o'clock. I had a baptism at 11:30. We had a beautiful celebration of Father Robert's dad's funeral at 1 o'clock. And then, of course, the Mass tonight. All different opportunities to encounter the Lord's love. It was very powerful today with the funeral. You know, the staff were pallbearers. There was a small group of us here. Father Robert gave a beautiful homily reminding us of the triumph of Christ. And his brother gave some words of memory at the beginning, beautiful stories about their dad, about the love that they encountered through him. And to after the funeral, we even had too much incense. Even the fire alarms went off at the end of the Mass, believe it or not. We were already outside, and then the fire trucks came. It was a funeral you will remember if you were here. But being able to meet with Father Robert's mom outside afterwards, offering my condolences, and just the faith in her, even in this time of sadness and loss. For me to celebrate this baptism of this young person, today to celebrate Benjamin's first communion, all these chances to encounter the Lord's love all over the place. We need to encounter his grace because his grace fills us with joy and helps us place God first because that experience of grace is overwhelming. Let go of what takes us away from God's plan. If we're going to say yes and place God first and follow what he asks us to do, that means we have to let go of some things because you can't serve God and yourself. Even Jesus said that in the gospel. So what are the things that take me away from God's grace or keeps me too busy to pray and listen to what God wants me to do? And then ultimately, just like the widow in the first reading, you got to dive in, risk, and give God a chance. It's an act of faith to follow the Lord. It's nice to listen to, you know, a very long homily like you're going to get today, and to come to Mass, and then to go home, and then kind of move on in our lives, but we have to risk. The widow risked in the first reading. This is all I've got left. but I'm going to trust. And she was rewarded. Well, we too, if we're on this mission to share the good news, placing God first and following his commands, we have to risk. We have to risk. In the gospel today, second thing I just want to share with you today, we heard, truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the treasury. For all of them have contributed out of their abundance, but she out of her poverty has put in everything she had, all she had to live on. The rich people took care of themselves first, Jesus is saying, and then whatever extra, they gave some to the treasury. Some of it that they would look good. Some of it to get the income tax receipt. But first they took care of themselves. I'm fully satisfied, I'll give a little bit here. In contrast, this poor woman, this poor widow, again in the gospel, poor widow, puts in 2 coins worth a penny. We don't even have pennies in Canada anymore. Very, very little money, but she gave everything she had to God. Invest yourself completely to the Lord. We as followers of Jesus in our world today, but we as a church have to invest ourselves completely in the Lord. What does this mean? Make time to get to know God and to fulfill his plans. We need to, you know, the most valuable commodity in our world is not Bitcoin, although it's pretty good if you look at the markets, but it's time. What do we use our time with? Has anyone heard of TikTok? It's not a watch, it's not a clock, it's a lot of waste of time, actually. Do we spend enough time with the Lord? And do we place that time first? Part of it is dangerous for us because his plans are we have to give him everything. How do you invest yourself? Share your gifts and resources for God's saving work. The gifts, the talents, the abilities, the money, the possessions we have are not for ourselves, like we heard in the gospel. They took care of themselves first, then they gave to the treasury. Some of the scribes and the Pharisees were concerned about wearing, you know, very super awesome clothes and reciting long prayers to say, look at me. But a fundamental for us as Christians and for the church is, don't look at me, look at him. He who died and rose again for us to give us eternal life. And everything good that we have really belongs to him. And if we trust the widow in the first reading and the widow in the gospel today, we give everything up to the Lord and see that grace transform. Do not hold anything back. Don't go through the motions. Sometimes we go through the motions even in prayer, even at church. Sometimes we wait till it's over. No one here does that, do they? Sometimes in our prayer becomes kind of mechanical, or even our generosity or our service, and we kind of lose the essence of the moments of God's grace in all of that. Do not hold anything back. Put your heart into everything that we're doing. Not just at church. I'm not just talking about things that happen at church, but in our lives each and every day. And finally, dividends will take time as this is a long-term investment. You know, sometimes we don't recognize or see the grace and how we're used as God's instrument of love in this world. It takes time. It's not an instantaneous thing. I do this and look, all these amazing things happen. All of us in our family of parishes, as a community of faith, to be a sign of hope in Chatham, as people who trust in God's love in our own lives, slowly, carefully, faithfully, courageously, rooted in the fundamentals and the basics of our faith, to love, to serve, to forgive, to sacrifice for the long haul and the long term for the kingdom of heaven transforms our own lives, like the two widows in our readings today, but also transforms the world. So as we continue in our Mass, we think about these fundamentals of the Christian life and the mission of the church. It's not complicated. In fact, when things get super complicated or too overwhelming, we go back to the basics, back to the fundamentals of that golf swing, of that bat swing, of the principles of a concept if we're doing our homework or if we're doing our jobs, kind of taking that step back and saying, okay, Lord, what's the message? What's the mission? What are we trying to accomplish? And then God's light will shine.